Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Nadine, and welcome to Meditation Sunday. We're on the 21st of May, and our meditation tonight is called You Are the Connection Between Heaven and Earth. You see, many of us, when we're in human form and we're walking around in our physical body, we forget one huge, huge concept. And that concept is that each of us are huge, we're big, we're powerful. Each of us is a connection between heaven and earth. So tonight, we're going to merge you with your soul, and then we're going to merge the soul with energies of the earth and the energies of the heaven. We're going to allow your soul to expand so that you are more fully in your greatness, stepping into your greatness. So I just want to take a moment to do a couple of housekeeping things while other people are joining on the call right now. If you are linked in on your computer, I can actually see you as you log in. If you dialed in, I have no way of seeing that you're here. Regardless, everyone who registered for tonight will receive the replay or listen to the replay of this meditation. Meditation Sunday is offered on a donation basis. What that means is that, you know, all of us receive. We give, we receive. We receive, we give. So for there to be a really honoring exchange of energy, you also get to participate in that agreement. So that's why this is set up as a donation basis. My suggestion is to listen to your heart and to give from that place of your heart. There are a couple different ways that you can donate. If you have the app called Venmo, you can go and use my code, which is DR, Dr. Nadine 111, DRNADINE 111. And when they ask you for the verification code, it's the last four of my telephone number, which is 2541. And that is on your screen. If you would like to use Zelle, it's that same Dr. Nadine 111, but at gmail.com. If you would also like to go out to my website is on the screen. It's magnificencemine.com. Go to the store. There is a specific selection there called Meditation Sunday Donation. I've also popped all of that information into the chat so that all of that information is there for you. Before we begin, let's just have everyone remove any distractions. So if you are connected through your computer, would you make sure that there's just one tab going? And it's really not as important because we're not having a slideshow tonight. We're just listening. We're coming through. But to remove any kind of distractions that you may have. So what I mean by that, if you're on one device, turn off the other device. So if you're listening on your iPad, turn off your cell phone. But definitely close down your social media, your mail, things that like to bing and pop and grab your awareness so that you can have this time for yourself. If you happen to be in a room where other people might be coming in and out, it's really delightful if you hang up a do not disturb sign for yourself so that you can truly give yourself permission to have this portion of time before you. I say we're going to go for an hour, but really it's up to everyone who's on the call. Energetically, would you say hello to all of those who've joined the call that are sitting on your left? Say hello to those that are energetically sitting on your right. Maybe there are people sitting in front of you, sitting behind you. Just say hello, welcome. I'm really glad that you're joining me in this energy so that both of us can be a connection between heaven and earth. And now would you allow your crown chakra, so that we're all in the same place, would you allow your crown chakra to go to sky blue? Everybody knows what sky blue is. You can open your eyes, reach up, look at the sky, grab some of that beautiful blue. And hopefully you're getting blue on a nice clear day. And just grabbing a handful of that sky blue and putting it on your crown chakra. And that's that energy center that's at the top of your head. So that all of us are in agreement that we're meeting at this hello, this sky blue hello. And again, I'm going to just talk a little bit here about, wow, you know, the beauty of the connection between heaven and earth. We are so powerful. And so many times we allow something that's happening on our daily life to distract us, to pull our awareness to a side. And we forget sometimes about that connection, that we are the connection. Our heart is the connection. Our love is the connection between all that is, the heavens, and the earth mother, the heavens and the earth and the heavens. So again, tonight we're going to expand on that. So hopefully you already have a beautiful glass of water, cup of tea, something like that, just so you can wet your whistle if you need to. And you may be amazed that your animals are in the room with you if you have those in your home. Allow them to be part of this because the animal kingdom will weave in through and around this meditation. And then all of the animals who are participating will then share this energy with their friends in the animal kingdom. Would you take a breath? Would you give yourself permission to have, again, this time for yourself, but give yourself permission to be fully present, fully aware while we're doing this work. There's absolutely no reason to go unconscious. There's no reason to fall asleep and to drool on yourself, right? So if you want to, you can do this whole entire piece of work that we're going to do this evening. You can do it with your eyes open. You may find it easier on your body to do it with your eyes closed because we will be doing some pulling energy and just merging. Allow yourself to take a breath. That breath brings you into present time, present moment. Here you go, present time, present moment. Sky blue is at the crown chakra. If you want to, would you just allow your eyelids to close? Being aware of your physical body. And we all have an aura. We have a field of energy. So would you just reach out your arm as far as you can in front of you and just say hello to the edge of your aura that's in front of you. And then move your hand to the left and say hello to the boundary that's on your left. And moving around, say hello to the boundary that's behind you. And the boundary that's on your right-hand side. And again, that boundary line that's in front of you. And just notice that you are inside of this aura field, this energy field. And would you bring your awareness to your first chakra that sits right at your coccyx, and would you say hello to your grounding cord that's attached right there on the first chakra? And would you notice that it's a one-way trip? It goes straight down into the center of the Earth Mother where she needs fertilizer. And anything that is not in alignment with what we're doing, with the energy you're holding tonight. So if we mention the word joy or happy, anything that's not in that vibration will go down this grounding cord. One-way trip. And just say hello to that center, that grounding cord that sits at your first chakra. You may find that you need to widen that a little bit so that you have plenty of ease and flow as we release what's not us as we merge with what is. On your next breath, would you breathe your awareness into your heart, into the sanctuary of love, this sanctuary that you have for yourself? And would you say out loud, and we're going to put your name in here. I love you. Your name. I really, really love you. And again, I love you, JP. I really, really love you. I love you, Lisa. I really, really love you. I love you, Pedro. I really, really love you. There you go. Breathing in that love you have for yourself. Breathing out that love you have for yourself. And I'd just like you to be aware of how you feel at this moment with the love that you have for yourself. Just put a bookmark on it. I want you to notice it, because at the very end of our call, I'll have you come back to that point and notice how much you've shifted from where you are right now to where we'll be in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And we're going to be doing some traveling. So when there's an invitation, just follow me wherever we're going to go, and let's do all of the work together. The very first thing we're going to do, as you're sitting there in that sanctuary of love, where you love you, we're going to be bringing the earth energy up into this heart center, this sanctuary. We're going to be bringing the heaven energy, what I call the Christed energy, into this center, and they'll merge. But before we do that, would you say hello to your higher self, the part of you that is out of this skin body, this skin sack, this human body? And if you take your hand and put it right on the top of your head and go up about 2 inches and then to the left, that's where your eighth chakra sits. And that's where the higher self usually hangs out, the part of you that's out of body. Would you just say hello to the vastness of who I am? Hello, my higher self. Would you ask the higher self to merge with the part of you that's physical, becoming one with more of who you are? And it's just on a breath. There's no work to do. There's nothing, oh my God, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? There's really nothing there to really... just, it's a command. Just merge. And the higher self is the part of you that's working on things in this lifetime. So would you ask the higher self to now look up and say hello to your soul? And your soul is that part of you that is all lifetime, all lifetimes. And would you ask the higher self to merge with your soul? That we're acting as the soul, we're growing as the soul, we're doing this meditation as the soul, that you know what the soul knows and the soul knows what you know. And take another breath. And let's just set our intention for tonight. Holy Mother, Holy Father, all that is, we say hello. We say hello to each of these divine souls that have come to join us tonight to expand who they are, to expand into the greatness of the heavens and the earth. And we ask that this time be set aside so that anything that's for their highest good and greatest joy is an outcome of doing this work in this meditation. Whether they're participating tonight and whether they're listening to this at a later time as a replay, that it's always for the highest good and greatest joy. And so it is. And just allow your eyelids to breathe open and say hello to you as a spiritual being, as the soul merged with the higher self, merged with the body. Anchor this in. Anchor this in. This is who I am. And those of you who understand these words, who know these words, would you allow the soul to now merge with your Christed oversoul and with your oversoul? Being one with all that you are. And then breathe your eyelids closed again and be right in that sanctuary in the heart, that sanctuary that says, I love who I am. This amazing being that I am, and I'm have the intention of doing this body of work as soul. On your next breath, would you follow me down to the center of the Earth Mother? Just follow me down. We're going into a garden. And in the garden, you will see many new grasses, the new flowers. You may also see the animal kingdom. You will see a lake. And in the center of the lake, there is a platform. You may see the waterfall that's there. Just notice what you notice when you're down here in the center of the earth. But definitely notice that there are the earth, the air, the fire, the water. A future date, we will actually go and stand on that platform in the center of the lake. But for today, just notice this is the center of the Earth Mother. This is where creation happens. And would you look around and see the glorious colors? Would you see the glorious vibrations, the contrasting, amazing colors, colors that you don't always see on planet Earth? They're here. They're here in the center where creation happens. And if you like, would you go dip your hand in the water and see how clean and crystal clear it is and take a drink of that beautiful water? Would you look around and see what captures your awareness? Is there a color that captures your awareness? Is there a being like a butterfly or a bee or a grass or a flower or a fawn? What captures your awareness as you're here in the center of the Earth Mother? Would you say hello to that vibration that says, look at me, here I am? And would you allow yourself to touch this beauty that you have been drawn to? Touch it with your hands. Touch it with your heart. Let it know the essence that you are. Let it know the essence that you are. So that you're saying hello. It's saying hello to you. You're feeling its essence. It's feeling your essence. And would you allow that essence of what you're being drawn to fill your hands, fill the palms of your hands, fill your fingers, loading up your fingers and the palms of your hands with this color, this vibration, this vibrancy, this essence of beauty. Would you look at your hands? Look at this beauty that you're holding in your hands. And now look right above your head. And right above your head, you're going to see that, wow, there's my feet right there. There's my feet, the soles of my feet. And would you just reach up above your head and touch your feet with this vibrancy that's in the palm of your hand, in the fingers, the palms and the fingers of your hand as you're standing in the center of this creation of Earth Mother. Grab all that vibrancy and just put it right on the bottoms of your feet. Allowing your feet to absorb this vibration, this vibrancy, this beauty. Filling your feet with this vibration, allowing that color, that essence, that beauty to fill the soles of your feet, your ankles. And you can relax your hands. Stay there. Stay in the center of the earth. We're going to do this piece that I'm doing. I'm going to show you right now. We're going to do it a few times. So just hang out in the core of creation. But look at your feet. Look at that vibration, that beauty, that essence that's now in the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet, filling all the way up to your ankle bone. And would you say hello to your leg channels? And would you give them the command to open up 10% more? And as your leg channels open up 10% more, notice that that energy is just being drawn now, drawn from the bottoms of your feet, drawn up in your calves, up into your knees, being drawn from your knees all the way up into your hip sockets. And from your hip sockets, it goes right into that first chakra, and any excess dumps down the grounding cord. And we're also going to take that line and we're going to take it right back down into the center of creation, making a loop from the center of the Earth Mother up your body into that first chakra and down, right back down into the center of the Earth Mother. And would you grab another handful where you are of that beautiful vibration, that beautiful essence? Fill your hands, fill your fingers of this life-giving creative force, this beauty, this abundance of joy, of laughter. And again, touch your feet. And again, would you give the command for your leg chakras to open up another 10%? As this energy now is pulling up, it's being pulled up your leg channels, up into your hip sockets, your groin area, and flooding that first chakra, and any excess is going down into the center of the earth again, making a loop from the center of the earth up into your body, back down into the earth. And let's do this one more time, one more pass. Would you look at this beautiful thing that's captured your awareness, captured your beingness, and grab all that vibration, that vibrancy, that beauty, that joy, that laughter, that's, oh my God, I want more of this. Filling your hands, filling your fingers, and touching the soles of your feet. Filling the soles of your feet with this glorious energy. Allowing all of that energy to shoot right from your feet all the way up your leg channels, up into that chakra, that hip socket girdle, if you will. And would you flood that first chakra, allowing any excess again to flood down into the center of the Earth Mother. And now will you bring your awareness from the center of the Earth Mother up into that first chakra, allowing this essence to completely fill the first chakra, resetting the first chakra at this new vibration. And anything that's not like this vibration, this huge beauty and huge high vibration, is released and goes down your grounding cord. Allow this energy to go into the adrenal glands, resetting the adrenal glands, resetting the cortisol levels. And this one goes to your kidneys as well, resetting your kidneys. And on your next breath, would you give the command now for this energy to move from your first chakra up into the second chakra, that depending on your anatomy is either 2 to 3 fingers below your belly button, just allowing this energy to come up into that second chakra, flooding the second chakra, flooding the second chakra. Depending on your anatomy, it'll flood into the womb, into the fallopian tubes, into the ovaries, into the testes, into the prostate gland, into the penis, for both into the urinary tract. And anything that's not, again, of this high vibration is released, that's not of this beauty and joy and abundant beauty. Yeah, abundant beauty. There we go. Goes down the grounding cord. It dumps out of that energy center. And on your next breath, would you now give the command for this energy to flow up into the third chakra? That's about 2 fingers above your belly button, 2 to 3 fingers above your belly button. And would you allow this new energy, this earth energy, to flood this third chakra, this power center? Releasing anything you've been holding on to, anything that you've been holding on to about rage, resentment, control, power, control. Let's reset that at this beautiful color that you have chosen, that's chosen you, that you're bringing up from the earth, that has that pull. It is pulling from the center of the earth up into your third chakra. And again, anything that's not of this new vibration is released and it goes down the grounding cord, back down where Mother Earth needs fertilizer. There you go. Now let's give the command for this energy to move from the third chakra up into the fourth chakra, into the heart center where love is, where you love yourself, where you allow a higher form of love. Calling in this beauty, calling in this vibration, calling in this love into the fourth chakra. I allow myself to love. I love who I am. I stand in this love that I am, and I call in this beauty. I call in this huge vibration, gift from the Earth Mother, this vibrancy, allowing all that is not this to, again, release down the grounding cord. Take a breath. Let's now give the command for this energy to now move from the fourth chakra, building it up into the fifth chakra, building into the throat area, where you communicate, where you're able to speak your truth, where you're able to hear truth. Filling in this beauty and this vibration and this abundance of joy and laughter and beauty into that voice box, that fifth chakra, allowing what is not you to dump out, flow out of that energy center down into the grounding cord. There you go. And now let's allow again, energy's building. Allow now this energy to move from that fifth chakra voice box up into the pineal gland, up into the third eye in the center of the brain, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the medulla oblongata. I can see the truth. I can see what is in front of me. I call this beauty up into my vision. Allowing all that is unseen to flow out of that chakra. And now coming up into the seventh chakra at the top of the head. How I view the world, how the world views me, my connection to Source. And anything that's not at this beautiful vibration releases down the grounding cord. And with this first pass, I want you to allow that energy now to not spout out the top of your head. We want to contain this right now, and it's going to come down the back of your skull, back down past the occiput to the top of the spine. And at the top of the spine, it's going to break into four channels, two on the left side of the spine, two on the right side of the spine. And you're now going to allow all of this energy to flood down the back of the chakras in these four channels. And they're going to go behind that fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, first chakra, all the way back down to the center of the earth, the core of the earth. And most of it gets dumped right back into the first chakra. And would you put your awareness back on that first chakra? And let's make the loop again. So we're going to climb that first chakra up to the second up to the third up to the fourth up to the fifth up to the sixth up to the seventh down the back of the head. We're coming from that parietal lobes down the occipital lobe. So we're behind that sixth chakra, down the fifth chakra. And right at the fifth chakra, we're going to split into those four channels, two on the left, two on the right of each of the spine, and just let it flow down behind the chakras. Any residue is going to go down the grounding cord. The rest of it's going to come right back into that first chakra. And we're going to make that loop a third time. building from the first chakra to the second chakra, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. And this time we're going to spray that energy out of the seventh chakra, and we're going to let it flow out around us in a sphere, completely filling your aura. Filling your aura. Filling your aura with this earth energy. But more importantly, we're filling the column of light. That column of light is that column where all the chakras are right now. And just take a breath. Would you own this? Right now, I am the connection to earth. The earth mother, the earth energy. I am the connection. Just allow your soul to absorb, to integrate all that you need in this physical form, all that you need right now. And take a nice few breaths as you absorb and integrate, integrate and absorb. Absorb and integrate, integrate and absorb. And now we're going to go the other direction. Every night when you go to sleep, every single one of us goes up to the grid that is right on the, a little bit above the edge of the earth, but it's called the Christed grid. And it's not about a man, it's the energy. It's a golden grid. So would you follow me now? From the heart center, would you breathe yourself up out that seventh chakra? Would you breathe yourself up right to the grid where you go every single night? And would you notice there's your seat, right? There's your seat. Would you find your seat, your place on the grid? And would you look around and would you say hello to all the other beings of light on this grid? Would you say hello to all of the children of the light, all the indigo kids, the crystalline kids? Say hello to all these beautiful souls. Here you can say hello to all of the ascended masters. You can say hello to all of the archangels. You can say hello to the animal kingdom here as well, even though they're usually in the center of the earth, but their essence is up here as well. Would you say hello specifically to the Christed energy, the golden liquid light? The golden liquid light that runs through this Christed grid. And would you have an intention? You're going to stay on the grid to do this work. Would you have an intention of taking one drop of that liquid gold and sending it to your eighth chakra? Allowing the eighth chakra to send it to the seventh chakra, into that column of light. And the seventh chakra is now going to send it to the sixth, to the fifth, to the fourth, to the third, to the second, to the first, and back up. Any residue is going to go back down that grounding cord, but put your awareness back up on the grid. Now, from the grid, would you say hello to chakra 1, 2, and 3? And would you pull that energy from 1, 2, and 3 up into the fourth chakra? There you go. And now from the grid, again, would you pick a drop of liquid gold? And would you send it from where you're sitting? Would you send it to the eighth chakra? From the eighth to the seven? Seven to six. Six to five. Five to four. Into that heart center where it already merges with 3, 2, and 1. And we're just going to stay here at the heart. And now from the heart, would you call yourself back from where you sit on the Christed grid? Would you call down as you're coming back into the physical body? Would you bring all the liquid gold that you can bring with you? And would you bring it right down into that eighth chakra? Filling that column of light with golden light. And as you stand in that eighth chakra, column of light, would you just give the command for your entire column of light to turn liquid gold? And now bring your awareness from the eighth chakra right into the heart center, into the fourth chakra. And would you claim, this is who I am? I'm right now merged with the heavens, the Christed energy, the earth. This is who I am. I'm powerful. This is who I am. And would you allow the soul to merge even deeper in with your higher self, deeper with that part of you that's in the physical body? Breathing all that you are in. Breathing all that you are out. This is who I am, and I am the love of all that is. I allow all of this liquid gold and this beauty and grace and laughter and joy to merge, to penetrate into all that I am. And on your next breath, would you radiate out from this heart center? Would you radiate this light of who you are out? Out to the edge of your aura. Breathing in again all that I am. And this time breathing it out so it fills the room that you're in right now. Breathing all that I am, this joy, this happiness, this laughter, this beauty, this grace, this kindness, all that I am. Merged with all that is, merged with love. I am the connection between heaven and earth, and I'm choosing to radiate this that I am out again and allow it now to go outside of your home, maybe to your neighborhood. radiating out so all can see this glorious light, this golden light, this liquid light of all that is. Breathing it in again, and this time breathe it out. How far would you like this light to go? Would you like it to fill your city? Would you like it to fill your state? Would you like it to fill your country? You are the connection. Say it, I am the connection between heaven and earth. I am the connection between earth and heaven. I am the connection between source and all that is. I am the connection of love. As I breathe this from the earth, this vibrancy, this beauty, this vibration, as I breathe this golden from the Christed grid, this golden liquid light, I choose to breathe this into my heart and breathe it out so all may experience this connection and be part of the joy, the laughter, the beauty, the abundance, the grace. And I allow myself to absorb and integrate. And integrate and absorb. I acknowledge my greatness. I acknowledge how big I am. I acknowledge how big my soul is. I acknowledge how big my part is in life to share and radiate who I am, because I am the connection between heaven and earth. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. As all of this settles. And as you breathe out, would you just allow your eyelids to open as you breathe in? Acknowledge with your eyes open, I am the connection between earth. I am the connection between heaven. I'm in my column of light, merged with the earth energies and the heavenly energies, but I'm in this column of light, in this liquid gold, and I breathe it in my heart, and I breathe it out and radiate it out through my skin, through my aura, through my love that I am, through my kindness. Effortlessly in graciousness, I breathe this out that I may share with another. And I tune back into this column of light with my eyes open. I can look up and see all those that are on the grid. I'll see you again tonight. And put your awareness back on your heart and just kind of look down below you and breathe out and say hello to all of those that are sitting at the core of the earth, all of those grand, beautiful beings of in animal kingdom and in elemental kingdom, in the fairies and the gnomes and butterflies and the moths and the bees and the grasses and the flowers, the water, the air, the fire, the earth. Again, look at that lake. We'll be back there at some point. And bring your awareness back into your heart. And eyes are open. And just see now, just take a note. How differently do I feel right now in this moment? As I am the connection between heaven and earth. And I allow myself to have this vibration. I allow myself to have this new upgrade as my soul further integrates and radiates, integrates, elevates, integrates, absorbs, integrates, elevates, integrates, absorbs, integrates, radiates. You see that cycle back and forth, back and forth. And I'm going to step away now. Blessings, everyone. I will send this information out in an email in a couple days. And again, the information to leave a donation so that you are part of the energetic connection is in the chat. And I'll make sure that I put it in the email to follow. Blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for joining and stepping into the greatness of who you are. Namaste.